Before we begin the rosary, I'd like to say a few words about the great importance of these days on the 13th of each month. Before our Lord asked me to begin the Shepherds of Christ ministries, and the first dimension of that ministries was given to me on May the 31st, 1994. But before our Lord asked me to start the ministries, I had been given a great devotion to Our Lady of Fatima. And I knew that everything concerning recent Marian apparitions centered around the Fatima message. The Fatima message is key to the peace of the world, as Our Lady of Fatima has told us. So because I had been given a great devotion to Our Lady of Fatima, it was no surprise to me when our Lord told me and through me the whole movement, the great connection that there would be between Shepherds of Christ ministries and the helping to bring the Fatima message to conclusion. I'll expand more upon that in my talk this afternoon. Here and now I'd like to read just a part of the message I received on October the 13th, 1994, when our Lord called the full ministries into existence. It had begun May 31st, some 5 or 6 months previous to that. But really, October the 13th, 1994, marks the real birth, the complete birth of Shepherds of Christ Ministries. And part of the message I received on that day reads as follows. I am giving you this message on this day, the 77th anniversary of the great apparition at Fatima, because of the close connection between the Shepherds of Christ movement and the Fatima message. The Fatima message is centered in devotion to my heart and my mother's heart, especially in consecration to our hearts. Shepherds of Christ Ministries is also centered in devotion to our hearts. I will use Shepherds of Christ Ministries as a great instrument in helping to bring about the triumph of the Immaculate Heart in the reign of my Sacred Heart. Today then, October the 13th, 1994, the 77th anniversary of the great apparition at Fatima, marks the birth of Shepherds of Christ Ministries. I pour forth the great love of my Sacred Heart to all. I am Jesus, the chief shepherd of the flock. The calling of our Lord to Shepherds of Christ to be present, if possible, at these meetings on the 13th of each month, and if they cannot be present physically, to be present in spirit with us, then comes as no surprise. It's merely another unfolding in the history of the Shepherds of Christ movement and in the Fatima message. These 13th of the month meetings are extremely important. They are great instruments which our Lord and our Lady are using to help bring to completion the Fatima message, which will result in that great era of peace, which our Lady of Fatima promised eventually would come to the world. So I asked you to take these meetings on the 13th of the month with the utmost seriousness, gratitude, thanksgiving, joy that our Lord, for his own reasons, has chosen Shepherds of Christ, the members thereof, the whole ministries, to play such a great part in the completion of the Fatima message. It comes no surprise either that our Lord gives special messages during the rosary on the meeting of the 13th. Just as Our Lady of Fatima gave messages to the three visionaries at Fatima in 1917 from May through October. So at this stage of the Fatima message is unfolding, it is no surprise that they continue and in a new way, in a new phase of the Fatima plan, give us these very special messages on the 13th. They are meant not only for us here present, they are meant for all members of the movement and eventually for the whole world. All these messages, all these rosaries on the 13th eventually go on to our internet with its worldwide audience. So please be very grateful to God for the messages he gives us during the rosary. Not everything which Rita says is a message. I think you'll be able to distinguish when she is receiving a message from our Lord or from Our Lady, and when she is speaking from her own heart. Sometimes the transition is very quick and you may miss it, but there are both ways in which meditations are given on the decades in strict locutions or messages, and then from Rita's meditations or reflections herself. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, the life everlasting. Amen. Our Father, art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. O my Jesus, forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those in most need of thy mercy.
Come, Holy Spirit, fill our hearts, enkindle in us the fire of your love. Come, Holy Spirit, fill our hearts, enkindle in us the fire of your love.
The first sorrowful mystery, the agony in the garden. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
I have promised to be with you in a special way, my beloved ones. I am Jesus. I am with you this day, this special time, to deliver to you messages that will help to bring about the completion of the Fatima messages. Mary appeared at Fatima from May the 13th until October the 13th of 1917. I am Jesus. Beginning October the 13th of 1996, the Fatima message will unfold through these messages that I deliver to you on the 13th. I am Jesus. These are my messages that I am giving to you, my apostles that I have called here, to help bring about the completion of the Fatima message. My heart will reign. My sacred heart will reign in the hearts of men. And from the tabernacle, many people will love God with the deepest burning love. You, my beloved ones, I have called you to come this day, to be my apostles, to go into the world, to carry out my burning love to the souls that are suffering and in pain. Will you answer this call? You are here because I have called you. You are the apostles. You are the messengers. I am giving to you the messages to help bring about the reign of my sacred heart. I am Jesus. I have spoken. My Father has spoken from this church. He has delivered to you two messages. that you must read in the Apostles' Manual. The Apostles' Manual is given to you to study, that you will know what I am asking. I am asking you to go out and to carry my love letters to this world. It is through these love letters that many will know my burning love. Men will love God in a way that they have not loved God before, with a deep burning love. It is through these letters they will know the most intimate secrets of my heart. I love you with such love, my beloved ones. Open your heart now and listen to the messages that I deliver to you, my apostles.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Jesus has asked that I read the following message from the third blue book on June the 12th, 1994, entitled The Carpenter. You are he who goes to a carpenter to learn to make a cabinet. You know nothing. You do not have any idea of what you are to do. The carpenter knows exactly. He has a procedure whereby his plan will be accomplished. Every detail must be observed. He is the master. You do not have the talent. You need talent to do woodwork. If you were given the talent and the directions, you could accomplish this task with such beauty. I am the carpenter. You are he who needs to be taught. You lack the talent. You need the gifts of the Spirit to accomplish my task. You come to me in total ignorance. You are open. The Spirit fills you with gifts. You have everything you need to do my work. The Father created you to accomplish his task. You are perfect. You must come open. You must know the plan. The plan is his will for you. If you do not follow the plan, the cabinet will not be built correctly. I am the master. I guide you. I love you. I give you all you need. I walk you through every move. If you try on your own, you have a problem. You know not the way to build cabinets. You know not the way to me on your own. You must come to me and be taught. To go it alone is to your own detriment. O little ones, it is so simple. You and your will want to work your own plans. You know not how to do it. Only I can teach you what you need to know. Oh, please come to me. I have all you need. The Spirit fills you with the gifts to know, love, and serve God. To go it alone is like trying to build the cabinet with no knowledge of woodworking. Oh, little ones, I love you. Come to me. Let me teach you. The will of the Father is the happiness for your life. I am Jesus Christ, the Son of God. I am God. I, God, long to be with you and to teach you. Come to me. I love you so.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Amen. Oh, the rosary is the love of their two hearts. Oh, the rosary is the love of their two hearts.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary. And the Father told me on January the 5th of 1995 that the Father's plan will unfold despite all the willfulness of all those involved. He gave to us two messages in January of 1997, the messages from the Father. Mary appeared every day for 14 months, and she gave messages, and she cried out. People did not listen to the pleadings of their mother. Jesus has given to us these messages to bring about the reign of his Sacred Heart. Mary appeared on the 5th of every month for 2 years and 4 months. And Jesus, on the 5th of December, appeared instead of Mary, dying on the cross with his mouth moving. And he said that people were not hearing him. Then he began to deliver very strong messages, starting December the 19th. I received these strong messages. Every night, he would wake me and give me very strong messages. In January, the Father began to speak. On the 5th of the month, neither Jesus nor Mary appeared. On the 5th of February, I was sick and could not go to the rosary and received this message. The message is in the Apostles' Manual. These are his messages for you. For in these live rosaries, Jesus is delivering the messages to help bring about the completion of the Fatima message. He speaks in the message and he says that when you listen to the live tapes in a candlelight setting, when you pray the rosary fervently, that he will be there and his mother will be there in a special way and grant to you special graces. And all those present will receive special graces to be drawn ever closer to his heart and the heart of his mother. They appeared, both Jesus and Mary, over and over again. Now the Father has spoken. He is calling you, the apostles, to go out, to carry the tapes and the live rosaries to your individual chapters, not in the churches, but in private homes and private settings, where you can play these live rosaries, where the people there can participate in the rosary, and Jesus and Mary will be there with you. They will give you special graces to draw you ever closer to their hearts. And you will receive the graces, he says, that he has given when he was there and delivered the rosaries. This is his calling. These rosaries and messages will spread throughout the world, and people will know the special grace when they pray this rosary in candlelight, as Mary has requested. You are the apostles. You will carry their messages to the far ends of the earth, and the world will know the fire of his love. For this is a new era. It is a new way. It will be a new earth in which men will love God with this great intimacy as never before. And he is revealing in these messages the intimate secrets into his heart. He is longing for our love. Look at him now in the tabernacle. See Jesus. Know that he is with us. Hear him crying out to you, "Oh, come to me and tell me of your love. I am a person, and I am longing for you to tell me how much you love me. I am Jesus." This will be the era of great love. When we love one another as the Father intended, and we love God with our whole heart, our whole soul, and our whole being. And there will not be bumping of heads on this earth, but the Sacred Heart of Jesus will reign in all hearts, and the Sacred Heart of Jesus will reign from his throne, the tabernacle, in all churches. And the earth will be lighted with the burning fire of his love.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary.
And so how do we feel now? Are we persecuted? As Father said in his homily, we are suffering. But there will be the new life, and there will be this new earth, and we will fervently love God with the deepest love. See Jesus in the garden. I know how it is felt many times to hear Jesus call out from the tabernacle, "Come to me. I long for that soul that loves me so dearly, for that soul that comes to me and just outpours their love to me." See Jesus in the garden and see the sweat come from his brow on the ground. For his greatest agony was not the agony of knowing that he would suffer, of knowing the wounds. His greatest agony was for the neglect, for the indifference, for the hatred, for what is inside of the hearts of men. when He is love and He longs for love and He wants us to love one another, the greatest agony was the agony within His most sacred heart, filled with divine love.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary. I come to you with greatest love. I am your loving Savior. I am your God. I died for you. I come to you this day. You are my apostles that I am calling to go into this world, and I am giving to you a heart filled with love as you come to me, as you come and you adore the Almighty God and you pray before the tabernacle. I outpour to you the greatest grace, and you will carry my love into this world. Many will know the burning fire of my love through you.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary. Jesus wants intimacy with us. He wants communication with us. He gave a special message that is in the front of the book. The new messages are in the front of the book. Jesus wants this. For 10 minutes every day, He wants you to take a notebook. He said a red notebook for the fire of His love, and to write in that notebook every day how you feel in your heart about your beloved Jesus. In this 10 minutes that you write to Him, you will communicate to Him the desires in your heart, the troubles in your heart, the feelings that you have in your heart to the Almighty God, our divine lover. We will become intimate with Him as we write to Him in this love letter. And after the 10 minutes of writing to Him, telling Him whatever is in our hearts, if it is love, if it is joy, we are sharing with Him intimately the depth of our heart. And then He has requested that you open the Blue Book messages, which are His love letters to you. And for 10 minutes, read love letters from Him. Read each word as if Jesus is speaking to you, and hear His words of love as He outpours them to you. And after this, for the following 10 minutes, to spend this time conversing with Jesus, being intimate with Jesus, sharing whatever is in your heart with His heart. This tool that He has given to us will increase our intimacy with Him. How can we be intimate with Jesus if we do not really share the desires that are deep in our heart with Him? This is His tool. These are His love letters that He writes to you.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary. Oh, my beloved Jesus, I love you so much. How many times I have come to this tabernacle, and I have sat before the tabernacle, and I felt your presence, the King on His throne, the Almighty God, and I have cried and cried, and I have heard you call out to me and say, I long for the soul that comes to me and tells me how much they love me. I long for that soul. I want to hear the words of love from your lips. I want love from you. Bring me souls. Bring me souls, for I long and I thirst for the precious souls that I love, that I gave my life for, that I suffered for, that I sweat blood for. I am God. I am love. And I long for love from my beloved souls. But how few come to me and tell me how they love me.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary. And so I know this person, a divine person, Jesus Christ, the Son of God that came and gave himself for love of me and gives himself to me every day in the Eucharist. He comes and he gives himself to me. And I write these letters to him, and he becomes more and more alive in my heart as I read the messages that he has delivered to me. These are his messages to bring about the reign of his Sacred Heart, where there will be such intimacy between God and man as there has never been before in the past. These are his letters, given to bring about the completion of the Fatima message, as Mary promised. The Sacred Heart of Jesus will reign, and the Immaculate Heart of Mary will triumph. Mary appeared at Fatima. She told us her peace plan. Jesus gives to us this day the most intimate secrets into the love in his heart.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary. Mary appeared over and over and over again. She appeared at Fatima. She appeared here in the Cincinnati area. And her call was to bring in the children of light, that they would consecrate their hearts to her, and that she would then take them to the heart of her Son. The plan was to bring the children to her heart, and then to lead them to these messages that would bring about the reign of his Sacred Heart. For they are Jesus' love letters that will help us to love him with the greatest intimacy. But Satan blocked this plan. Mary called and the people came. And Satan was strong, for he did not want the reign of the Sacred Heart to come. So he blocked the messages that would lead people deeply into the heart of Jesus. The Father has assured me, and in these messages, that his plan will unfold despite all of the tactics of Satan and anyone to try to block these messages. These are great revelations that he has given to us, that we will know him in a most intimate way as we have never known God before.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus, forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those in most need of thy mercy.
O burning heart, O love divine, how sweet you are to me. I see the host, I know you're here to love and care for me.
The second sorrowful mystery, the scourging at the pillar. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
As we forgive. And so we must be protected against the wiles of the evil one, for he aims to stop all messages that will take men deeply into the heart of Christ. Mary called, and the children came, and it is in consecrating our heart to Mary that we will be able to go deeply into the heart of Christ.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
I sat in this chapel and received so many messages. There are so many stories given from the Father, from Jesus, and from Mary that they have given to us to tell us about the Father's plan. I remember sitting in this chapel, and I looked at the window where Jesus, was being whipped at the pillar, and I said to Jesus, I said, Jesus, what were you thinking when you were being beaten? And he said, I was thinking of you sitting in the pew and telling me of your love. For Jesus suffered such bitter persecution, such bitter wounds, but the love that we give to him was sweetness during his bitter passion. He was beaten. His flesh was torn. His heart was broken, for he knew all the souls that would neglect him, hate him, and would be condemned to hell despite all that he did. But he also knew the great love that we give to him, and it was such sweetness to his heart as he suffered during his passion.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
And so the plan of the Father unfolds, and he said how important this chapel is to his plan. We look at the mysteries of the rosary in the windows from the beginning, from the Annunciation, all the way to when Mary is crowned Queen of Heaven and Earth. We walk these mysteries in the lives of Jesus and Mary, and their lives live in us. As we meditate on the mysteries of the rosary, and as we read these meditations that he has given to us, it is in these meditations that his life lives in us in a special way. He is in my heart and my soul and my whole being from these revelations. This is what he wants. He wants to be so one with us that he lives in us. That every word of Scripture vibrates within us as we hear the words. We know him and we love him in each word in Scripture, in each word in the Mass. We cry, we fall to our face, we worship, we adore the Almighty God. If we could see at this very moment, if we could see with eyes unveiled, we could not even see. Because of the immensity of the power of the Almighty God. He is here, God. And he is on his throne in this room, and he is longing for us to tell him of our great love for him. Oh, Jesus, how dearly I love you. And the great gift that we are here and that God is in this room with us. Who are we that the Almighty God is here in this room with us? Oh, what a gift he has given to us. I want to cherish and love him with all my heart, for he is all my heart craves. God is here.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
There is bitterness and there is sweetness. There is bitterness and there is sweetness. There was a time when I prayed in this chapel for years. And then I was told to pray in a different place. And there was bitterness. As I sat in the pew, I felt such sorrow within my heart. Because I had all these special rendezvous with my beautiful Jesus and Mary in this chapel. Times that I met him most intimately and I loved him and I did not want to leave, and I went and prayed elsewhere, and he gave to me greater intimacies with him. We are sitting here in the pew this day. We do not know what the future will hold. We only know that the Father's plan will unfold and that men will love God with greater and greater love. Jesus is here in the tabernacle with us today. The Almighty God, do we treasure this within our heart? For tomorrow we may not have this great gift and the availability that we have it today. We do not know Think of the great gifts that God has given to us in the Mass and in the Eucharist and how He has treated. I was sick and I could not go to Mass. And I am writing the Mass book. And in that book, I recalled the most intimate times all through the Mass when I was so close to Jesus and He spoke to me and He told me of the great intimacy that He wants with us. And that the Mass is the greatest love affair that there is when He gives Himself to us and we give ourselves to Him. This is what the Mass is. It's a great love affair with Jesus. And so I could not go to Mass for a week. And it was so hard, as it was when I could not pray in this chapel for a while. It was hard, but He was there in another tabernacle. And He outpoured His great gifts. God is in this room at this moment in all His might and divinity. God is present. What a great gift He gives to us. He is outpouring His grace to us at this moment. We are being saturated with His divine life. He is outpouring His love. He wants us to open our heart and to tell Him, "Oh Jesus, I love You." He is a person and He is waiting for our intimate love. He is revealing to us the secrets of His heart that we will more fervently love Him than any people before in history. He wants us to love Him now.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
On March the 13th, I remember this as if it happened yesterday in 1994. Jesus called out from the tabernacle. This was at St. Philip's. And it was so strong. He says, "I died for you, sweet one." This is from the Blue Book too. "I allow you to suffer. This is suffering. You are given this to know how I suffered. You, I only give such little things. I suffered, sweet one, I suffered. Bloodied, bruised, and beaten. Blood rolled down my cheeks. My head was pierced with sharp thorns. They spat on me. They whipped me. They beat me on my head, my precious head. I suffered so, my child. You will never know how I suffered for love of you. I am God, and I loved all my precious ones to my death, and they ignore me. Oh, how I suffer from the wounded heart. They will never know what love I have to give them. They will never know how I, God, love them. They are so busy with their worldly lives." And he was so emotional here. I cried, and my insides felt as if I was torn within from what he hollered at me, and it was this: "You must tell them how I wait for them. I wait. I want them to come, and I will give them such love. Tell them, Rita, tell them. Your discontent is from what emotions I give to you, and you keep them inside. I want all to know me and my love. I am crying out to you, little one. Tell them, tell them. Do not waste any time. I am crying out for you to spread this message. I want you to tell all of my love and how I am waiting. Emotion, emotion. I am crying out to you in your heart. I long for their love. I died for them. How do I make them know? If you to whom I speak hold back, I want you to get the messages out, child. I loved all my beloved ones to my death."
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
I come to you with greatest love. I am your loving Savior. I am your God. I died for you. I come to you this day.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
And so, my soldiers of love, I call you this day to be the soldiers that will go into the dark night and will spread my love to my beloved ones. I give to you the letters of my love. I give to you this special gift, the gift of knowing me in the most intimate way. You must come to me every day. You must spend an hour with me every day, if you can, before the tabernacle, for it is there that I give you a great sharing in my life. But if you cannot, you must spend an hour alone with me in your home every day. In this hour, I will tell you of my intimate love for you. Write to me your letter. Read my letters to you. Spend this hour alone with me, and I will sort out in your mind all of the confusion. I will give you secrets into my heart. I will call you to the deepest chamber of my heart, and I will give you great love. I am Jesus. You are my lovers that will carry my love to the world today. You must put aside all of the bitterness and hatred in your heart, for a heart that is filled with anger cannot unite to my heart. My way is love. You are my apostles of love. You must be loving in your heart.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Look at Jesus tied to the pillar. See him with the sores all over his body, and his flesh is torn. Do you see Jesus there? This is how he loved us. He loved even those men that beat him. My beloved Jesus, I know how it is today and how hard it is to love. I beg you for the grace that my heart may be more and more like yours. For I fall and I want to love like you. It is only through your grace that I can be better.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
I am giving to you great grace in the Shepherds of Christ movement to come ever closer to my heart. I am asking you to spread the chapters to this world. I am asking you to pray the prayers, to consecrate your hearts all through the day, to say the Holy Spirit prayer and the consecration prayers, that you will be joined in one mind and one heart. For you are my shepherds that will go into the darkness and will help unite all of the people with the fire of my love.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. O my Jesus, forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those in most need of thy mercy.
Come, Holy Spirit, fill our hearts, enkindle in us the fire of your love. Come, Holy Spirit, fill our hearts, enkindle in us the fire of
The third sorrowful mystery, the crowning with thorns. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day.
And the King will reign on his throne. All men will love God with a burning love. This great era will come soon. He is giving to us great grace at this moment, that we will know him more intimately, that we will be able to help carry out what the Father is asking us to do, to bring about the reign of the Sacred Heart and the triumph of Mary's Immaculate Heart.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary.
So Mary appeared at Fatima, and she told us what we must do. We must carry the consecration into this world, to the church, to the family, to the school. It is in giving our hearts to Mary that we become children of light, that the Holy Spirit works within our hearts to make us more and more like Jesus, and that when we go to the heart of Mary, in her pure and immaculate heart, we can then go into the heart of Christ and unite to him.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary.
There will be this great era in which men will do what the Father wills them to do. There will be great love among men. We will live as the Father intended us to live. It is in the Shepherds of Christ movement that he is calling us to be one in his heart. And as we are one in his heart, and as we spread the consecrations, we lead the strayed ones home to his heart.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners.
See the heart of Jesus surrounded by a crown of thorns. See his head pierced with a crown of thorns. He is the King. He is the King of heaven and earth. He does not wear a crown of jewels, but he wears a crown of thorns, for he longs for love. He gave himself for love of us. It is up to us to give ourselves to him in love, and to give ourselves to one another in love. His heart is a heart of love. He wants us to be one with each other and to be one in him.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary.
And so how is it that I can say, I can love you, but not love you, and I can love you and not love you, when the heart of Jesus loves all souls? He gave his life for each and every soul. If I am divided in my heart toward any person, I am dividing myself from Jesus, for I will not be able to unite in the deepest union with him when there is anger and bitterness and hatred in my heart. So we are hurting ourselves when we are hating and feeling angry in our heart towards others. His heart is pure. His heart is love. He gave himself for each and every soul. He loved those that crowned him with thorns, that tore his flesh. He walked with the wounds wide open on his body. And he loved those men. He did not shout at them. He was not arrogant. He walked and he gave himself for love of each and every soul.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners.
You are my soldiers of love. I am calling you to be the soldiers that will help bring about this great era.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners.
And the soldiers walked across the earth, and you could tell that they were soldiers for Christ, for they loved one another, they lived in harmony, they saw the problem, and they worked together to figure out the problem according to the Father's will for His honor and glory. The kingdom of God is at hand. We are the people that He is calling to help bring about this great era in which the King will reign on His throne, but we cannot be divided with each other. We must love and do the Father's will.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us.
I give to you these messages, my beloved ones, to bring about the reign of my heart. They are the directions that I am giving to you. You will be my lights that will shine in the darkness. But you must surrender. You must do as the Father is asking you to do. You must come each day and spend this hour alone with me.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary.
Jesus gave to me a message last week, and He said that the bombs would fly around us, and He said only those that spent this hour would be the ones that would survive, for Satan is trying to stop us. He knows that we have been called the apostles to help bring about this era. We cannot do it on our own. It only is in holiness that we can do this. It is only by God's might that we can do this. If we do not spend the hour alone with God every day, we will have a problem. So Jesus gave to us this special tool of writing these letters so that we will be more intimate with Him. In this time, we will share the most intimate desires of our heart with Jesus. This is what He wants, intimacy with us.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. O my Jesus, forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those in most need of thy mercy.
O burning heart, O love divine, how sweet you are to me. I see the host, I know you're here. To love and care for me. I love you, I love you, I love you.
The fourth sorrowful mystery, the carrying of the cross. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Let us be there next to Mary as she walks and she sees her son with the cross on his back. She sees him covered with blood. He is not clothed in a golden robe. He is clothed in a cloak of dried blood. And the cross bears heavy on his back. And they poke at him and they laugh at him and they scorn him. Think of how we are and how we worry about what other people think of us. How we worry about how they are looking at us, what we are wearing. Was Jesus thinking about what people were thinking of him when he walked with a cross on his back?
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
His heart was consumed with the greatest divine love. He was filled with such love for men. His greatest agony was not the poking, not the bleeding, not the torn flesh, but his greatest agony was the rejection. Think of how it is in your life. Think of how it is when you feel rejected and you do not feel loved. How painful that is. Think of Jesus carrying the weight of the sins of men on his back, loving them with the most perfect love, and seeing before his eyes all of the men that would hate him and ignore him and not even have a thought of him, that would go to the Holy Eucharist, that would come to the church and not even realize that he is there. Think of the people, how many times they walk in front of the tabernacle and they do not even genuflect and recognize the Almighty God, the King of all kings, truly present. God, God is there. He is here. In this very room, there's quite enough love for one like me. And in this very room, there's quite enough joy for one like me. Jesus, Lord Jesus, is in this very room. How are our hearts for our King? Is the King of all kings reigning in our hearts? Or are there places in our hearts where there are debris and bitterness, where we love some and we hate others? How are our hearts? O Jesus, King of all kings, give to us the grace to be more like you.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary,
I love Jesus so much, and I want to be so one with him. But it is so hard. I know that I must pray more and more. And he is showing to me more and more every day that it is in this hour that I spend alone with him, that this is the true treasure after the Mass and the Holy Eucharist, that this is the treasure that Satan attacks, and he comes as a wolf in sheep's clothing if I do not have this intimate time with him every day. Just as Jesus said, he said if we do not spend time alone with him, that the devil will tear us to shreds because of the great mission that God has called us to in the Shepherds of Christ movement. The plan of the Father will unfold, and it will unfold around us. For this is Jesus's plan for the renewal of the church and the world. You have been called an apostle. I have been called an apostle. And I must spend this time alone with him every day, or Satan will cause us to act in ways that are not like God.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
He put another parable before them. The kingdom of heaven may be compared to a man who sowed good seed in his field. While everybody was asleep, his enemy came, sowed darnel all among the wheat, and made off. When the new wheat sprouted and ripened, then the darnel appeared as well. The owner's laborers went to him and said, "Sir, was it not good seed that you sowed in your field? If so, where does the darnel come from?" He said to them, "Some enemy has done this." And the laborers said, "Do you want us to go and weed it out?" But he said, "No, because when you weed out the darnel, you might pull up the wheat with it. Let them both grow till the harvest. And at harvest time I shall say to the reapers, 'First collect the darnel and tie it in bundles to be burnt, then gather the wheat into my barn.'"
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
The Father gave me a very strong message in this chapel, and he said that I should read the accounts of Noah. I have not been taught greatly in the scriptures. I only know what Jesus has taught me and what I have read. I went and read the account of Noah, and someone that was typing the rosary said, "Exactly what you said was in Matthew." And so I read this from Matthew. It says, "As it was in Noah's day, so will it be when the Son of Man comes. For in those days before the flood, people were eating, drinking, taking wives, taking husbands, right up to the day Noah went into the ark. And they suspected nothing till the flood came and swept them all away. This is what it will be like when the Son of Man comes. Then of two men in the fields, one is taken, one is left. Of two women grinding at the mill, one is taken, one is left. So stay awake, because you do not know the day when your master is coming. You may be quite sure of this, that if the householder had known at what time of the night the burglar would come, he would have stayed awake and would not have allowed anyone to break through the wall of his house. Therefore, you too must stand ready, because the Son of Man is coming at an hour you do not expect."
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God.
And Mary said, "The time is nigh, that the children of light walk next to the children of darkness." And she called and she called and she called, and men in their willfulness ignored her call. How do we think that the Father expected us to respond to the calling of our Heavenly Mother? We are to obey our earthly mother, but look at how we have disobeyed our Heavenly Mother at Fatima.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
She appeared over and over and over again, and she called to the children of light to come to her heart. And it was there that she would take them to these messages to lead men deeply into the heart of her Son. But Satan blocked these messages. Mary appears now, as she did not appear before. She appears on the building in Florida. On December the 19th, I got a very strong message from Jesus and Mary, both of which are in the Apostles' Manual. And Mary said, "I appear on a bank in Florida, my children, because you have made money your God." She said, "I do not appear as I once did." And then she told me to spread the tape, Mary's message, which I was told to make on December the 12th. Mary appears on a building in Florida. She wants to lead men to these messages given by her Son that will help bring about the reign of His Sacred Heart.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God.
The time is nigh.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
The more that we spread the consecration, the more souls will be turned to children of light. Mary has told us at Fatima what we must do. Jesus is giving to us these messages to help bring about the completion of the Fatima message, in which his heart will reign and her heart will triumph.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus, forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those in most need of thy mercy.
I come to you with greatest love. I am your loving Savior. I am your God. I died for you. I come to you this day.
The fifth sorrowful mystery, Jesus dies on the cross. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation.
In John it says, when that day comes, you will not ask me any questions. In all truth, I tell you, anything you ask from the Father, he will grant in my name. Until now, you have not asked anything in my name. Ask and you will receive, and so your joy will be complete. I have been telling you these things in veiled language. The hour is coming when I shall no longer speak to you in veiled language, but tell you about the Father in plain words. When that day comes, you will ask in my name, and I do not say that I shall pray to the Father for you, because the Father himself loves you for loving me.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Jesus has told me that he is giving his teachings to us in plain talk. He has given 20 books of messages since the end of 1993. As we read these messages, we know him more and more, and he lives within our heart. Every word in the scriptures penetrates our heart as a two-edged sword. The more that I read these messages, the more that every word comes alive to me in the scriptures and in the Mass. He is unveiling the scriptures in these messages, and he is writing the messages of his love on our hearts in plain talk.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Jesus appeared on December the 5th, hanging on the cross for 20 minutes, and his mouth moved and moved and moved and moved. And he looked as a man hanging on the cross dying, and it was horrifying. After seeing Mary appear every single month for over 2 years, and then seeing Jesus instead of Mary when I went there. This is from the Mass book. God wants union with us. He wants fire. Many try to love God with a cold heart. They tell him words that they think they should say that are loving. When one loves, they do not need to be prompted to say words. From the depth of their being, they cry out their words of love. It is a cry from within, from the fire within their chest, behind the words. The words are burning in their chest and must be released because of the fire behind them. We are as blind men. We do not see the great gifts that God gives to us. It is as if we stand by the shore of the sea and throw little words at Jesus. We must not be afraid to jump into the water and be completely immersed in His love. He was consumed with such love for us. He gave Himself to His death on the cross. There is a man on a cross, and He tells us so many things. He does not have to speak. When we study Him on the cross, He speaks to us with His pierced hands, His head covered with blood, His body withered and beaten. He speaks to us of His undying love. O beloved Savior, I am blind, I am selfish. I do not see the great reservoir of love that You give to me. I see the man dying on the cross. How do I see him?
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary.
I saw Jesus on the cross on December the 5th. And He looked as a dying man on the cross. His body was that of a live man. And in all His agony, I saw His mouth move and move and move. For He has spoken over and over and over again of His love, and we do not hear. He is asking you today to help to spread His letters of love into this world. It is through these revelations that He has given that He will greatly bring about the reign of His Sacred Heart. For men will intimately love God in a way that they have not loved God before. He has opened Himself up wide and revealed the deepest secrets into His most intimate love. And we have not treated this great gift with the gratitude that we should. He wants us to take these letters and to spread them to the souls that are hurting and in pain, that they will read His words of love, and that He will reign as King in their hearts.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners.
And what is the mighty medicine for the sick world? For the world that is hurting, that longs for love, that He has suffered so many abuses? What is the mighty medicine? It is the burning love of Jesus Christ. It must be in the hearts of men. As men give themselves in consecration to the heart of Mary and to the heart of Jesus, the Sacred Heart of Jesus will reign in their hearts, and the Immaculate Heart of Mary will triumph.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary.
There is a man hanging on the cross, and he does not have to speak. If we study him, we will see his undying, everlasting love.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
I have delivered to you this day this rosary, my beloved ones. I want your love. I want you to come to my heart. I want you to give me your heart all through the day to tell me, oh Jesus, how I love you, and I give myself to you. I will be King and center of your heart. When you come to me and you spend time with me, after you have received Holy Communion, when you come to me and you spend time before the tabernacle, when you spend intimate moments with me in your room at home, I want intimacy with you. It takes time to be intimate. I am Jesus. I am the Almighty God. I have all that you need. You must come to me. and I will heal your wounds. I will love you, and I will give you my divine love.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
And how do we feel when we go to the tabernacle? How do we feel when we go to the tabernacle, or when we spend time alone with Him? He gives us great gifts, gifts of peace and joy in our heart. There is not another way. We must spend this time alone with Him. Or as He said in the message, the bombs are going to fly around us. And if we do not have this intimate time with Him, Satan will tear us to shreds.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary.
We give our hearts to Mary, and she takes us into the deepest chambers of the heart of her Son.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
There is a man hanging on the cross. He gave himself for love of us. He did not holler and scream. In his last dying words, he gave us his mother. We must give ourselves to our Mother Mary and give ourselves to him. I am Jesus, my beloved ones. This is the message that I give to you on the 13th of February to help with the completion of the Fatima message. I am asking you to carry these rosaries and messages to the far corners of the earth, for I give to you my love letters to bring about the reign of my Sacred Heart. You are the apostles that will help bring about the reign of the Sacred Heart. You are the messengers. I have called you. I have chosen you. You must do the Father's will. I am giving to you the directions in these messages that are needed to help bring about the reign of my Sacred Heart. The Shepherds of Christ movement is major in bringing about the renewal of the church and the world. You have been called to this movement. Satan will try to lead you astray by doing other good works. He will cause division in your hearts. You must know that I, Jesus Christ, am calling you this day. You are a major part of the completion of the Fatima message. You are part of the Father's plan. You have been called to this chapel, and great miracles will happen in your heart this day if you open your heart to me. I love you. I am waiting for your most intimate love.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, now, and
shall be. O my Jesus, forgive us our sin. Save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those in most need of thy mercy. Hail, Holy Queen, Mother of Mercy, our life, our sweetness, and our hope. To thee do we cry, poor banished children of Eve. To thee do we send up our sighs, mourning and weeping in this valley of tears. Turn then, most gracious Advocate, thine eyes of mercy towards us. And after this our exile, show unto us the blessed fruit of thy womb, Jesus. O clement, O loving, O sweet Virgin Mary. Pray for us, the Holy Mother of God,
that we may be made worthy of the promises of Christ.
Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known
that
anyone who fled to thy protection, implored thy help, or sought thy intercession, was left unaided. Inspired by this confidence, I fly unto thee, O Virgin of Virgins, my Mother. To thee I come, before thee I stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word incarnate, despise not my petitions, but in thy mercy hear and answer me. Amen. Seven Hail Marys in honor of the seven sorrows of Mary. The first sorrow, the prophecy of Simeon. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed art thou, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. The second sorrow, the flight into Egypt. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. The third sorrow, the loss of the child Jesus. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. The fourth sorrow, Jesus and Mary meet on the way of the cross. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. The fifth sorrow, Jesus dies on the cross. The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. The sixth sorrow, Jesus is taken down from the cross and laid in Mary's arms. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. The seventh sorrow, the burial of Jesus. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
To receive books, tapes, rosaries from the hearts of Jesus and Mary, or for more information about our movement, please contact us by writing Shepherds of Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 193, Morrow, Ohio, 45152-0193, or call our toll-free number 1-888-211-3041, or fax us at 1-513-932-6791. You can also reach us through our internet site, http://www.shepherds-of-christ.org. Thank you, and God bless you.